Well, first, just welcome members of the public that are here. And we'll begin with the invocation by Bill.
Dear Lord, please give us the grace and the knowledge to do our best today and to always think that we're doing this for our neighbors and also for future generations. Please allow us to deliberate in a very thoughtful and compassionate manner and to always look ahead and try to plan for what Midway will look like in the years and the decades in the future. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Bill. Let's stand and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So before we get into our regular business, we have to do our annual vote for chair and vice chair. So I'll turn it over to Michael to carry that out.
All right. So in the bylaws for the Planning Commission, we go through a process each year of electing a Planning Commission chair and a vice chair. And the terms of the chair and the vice chair from July to June, so we really should have this vote in June. We're one month late this year, but we'll get it next year right on time. So just to go over the responsibilities of the chair and vice chair, the chair presides at all meetings of the commission, all special meetings of the commission in accordance with these bylaws, signs all documents of the commission, so plats that need to be signed, approved minutes, de-appoints all committees, and with the aid and concurrence of the vice chair. And E, the chair should remain as nonpartisan as possible and conduct the meetings in a fair manner. Chairperson may cast his or her vote to break a tie vote or to make a tie vote. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, The chair can make a tie or break a tie, but otherwise doesn't vote. Whereas in the city council, if we have a tie vote, the mayor breaks the tie that can't make a tie. So a little bit different with the Planning Commission. F ensures that a training session is held in September of each year on the Open Meetings Act and compliance of Utah Open Meetings Act. And then the vice chair shall perform all duties of the chair in the absence of the chairperson. In the event the office of the chairman is vacated, he or she shall succeed to the office until the next meeting. So that's the duties. Jeb has been our chair for a little while now. Can still be our chair in the future. But let's go over the rules for voting. So all members vote, including the alternates, and we have all of our regular members here tonight except for Craig. And so our alternates can vote. So PC members running for city council seats may be voted for. Two of our planning commissioners are running for city council seats. They could still be voted for. If either or both are elected to city council, then we'll have another vote in December to find a new chair and vice chair. Alternates cannot be voted for as chair or vice chair, so they vote but cannot be voted for. The vote for the Planning Commission chair will take place first, and then the vote for the vice chair. So once we decide who the chair is, then we'll go through this process again for the vice chair. So if no winner is found on the first vote, in the first voting round, a second round of voting will occur and so on. So we'll keep going until we find somebody who gets five votes. So for each subsequent round, any non-vote receivers and those who receive only one vote in the previous round will not be included in the next round. So there's a little bit of a process of elimination, and somebody needs to have a majority, which ends up being five votes to be elected chair or vice chair. So with that, we'll hand out the slips.
The official ballots.
Yes, besides ballots, Craig, Simons is running for city council.
Jeff is.
Yes.
So you probably don't want to be the chairman.
There's eight other people running, so there's certainly no guarantee.
For two seats, correct?
three, with two incumbents running. So there's certainly no guarantee that I'm gonna be on the city council.
Well, look at this, I don't have to write everyone's name, it's just here.
These are official ballots.
Yes.
About as official as they're gonna get.
Okay.
Excuse me? May I vote?
Oh. We changed places, I was thinking Craig usually sits there, so I just walked past him. Sorry, my bad.
She didn't want Craig to vote.
Do you need to borrow a writing?
Do you need a pen? You got it.
I would've brought my pen.
Just holler at me when you have your vote.
She just voted one.
Just one.
Correct.
We're circling one?
Circling one, yes, that was correct, right? Just circle one name?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
How do you spell your name, Kelly, with an I or a Y? Y, that's what I thought, okay.
Y.
All right, no need for another round, so Jeff will be our chair for another vote.
Thank you for your support, I appreciate it.
Of course, thank you.
So same thing for vice chair. So everybody will vote, and as soon as we get five votes, then we'll find a vice chair.
Who's the vice chair? Who's currently the vice chair?
Craig.
Oh, it's Craig.
Thank you. So I don't feel left out.
You didn't even have to make a speech.
That's good, 'cause I get really.
Better food.
Yeah.
Bring us all together.
If you would, you should have guaranteed dessert at the end of the dinner.
That's right. We'll have to bring that up.
Actually, can I excuse myself for any running, even if someone is stupid enough to vote for me?
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't wanna.
I don't wanna be on here.
Bill does not wanna be.
Bill says don't vote for him.
So X his name out if he's sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have to have five for this one as well? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
This one may take a second.
Did you vote last month, or was it June that voted?
I wasn't here last month.
Okay, so you'll vote this time.
Okay.
Did you read the minutes from the last meeting about the PRD? They're putting it right across from my Whitaker Farms lot. 12-unit PRD right there on the back of.
No, I didn't read it.
Yeah, that was, I'm so disappointed that first of all that we didn't get to build, and now that they're doing that, so that's why we're trying to sell. Lot, 'cause there will be six driveways right across.
Right across the way with that farm, kind of that. Wow.
Yeah, it went to the city council, and it's gonna come back. The HOA was here, but it's Dan Lester.
Well, it's.
Oh, yeah.
On Dollar River, I was just surprised to everybody, and they're supposed to be part of the HOA.
Wow.
But it's
Tom's kids or something?
Well, the first six units are on 1.9 acres, that's really tight.
Yeah.
And then the second six, if he wants to do it.
I think
place so we can have like a little comeback.
That was well. That doesn't make any sense. Not a good spot for it. There's so many different places you could put that would make so much more sense.
We have a verdict.
We're gonna go another round.
Oh.
So we're down to just two at this point.
Okay.
So Craig Simons and then Andrew Osborne.
Are the two candidates, okay.
Andrew.
Sorry, what?
Andrew
Osborne and Craig Simons.
The crown is within your grasp.
Jeez. Because you're this close to winning. You're this close to winning.
That is ridiculous. What am I gonna do?
They don't want my.
Anyways, it's just one person. I guess.
I so anyway, just that kind of was my.
Yeah.
Our plans with that.
You know, I wondered, you know, the buyer I was working with.
I think it'll come back.
He said.
Part of it is like.
I don't think I'm interested with the new news about the small lots. And I didn't know he was talking about. He got him. He's a little bit tough to work with.
And he fooled Tom through that price out before we knew about the lots, just that they don't know what the lots are.
Yeah.
Saving the price. And that's how we found out about those lots. We're like, oh my gosh. We probably just, I mean, I think that's gonna kill the property values in there. I don't know.
Gosh, that stinks.
I know. I'm not gonna lose money because I bought it for.
This particular buyer was a little bit rough to work with, so. So I kind of like.
And there's not any more. An iota of interest.
Nothing yet.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Word is out.
Yeah, shoot.
Gosh.
Andrew, what do you want us to do?
No, just to suffice.
I know.
Andrew.
Oh, okay, got it.
Do you want us to vote for Craig or you? I know who I want to vote for.
Vote your heart.
I'm voting my heart.
Vote your heart.
Vote you, okay.
Follow your heart.
I followed my heart.
I followed mine too.
That's why I couldn't, I felt like it was too overhanded.
Poor public, he sits on my Jesus.
I know. Isn't this fun? Oh, I have to.
Meetings.
It's a small city. I don't know if it's just a condition, whatever.
Wow.
If you had three people from the same ward on this committee.
Was he the big demise?
I don't know about that. Are there any help?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Travis, me as a Craig.
I know.
No, you don't. We don't vote as a board.
You know, it had to be a part of.
HOA.
They didn't have to.
We've got two people with the same first name, Andrew and Andy, right? And so it actually is Andy Garland over here that we need to vote for. We're gonna do one more round.
What?
Sorry, Andrew.
So the last round was between Andy Garland
and
Craig.
Craig.
Okay. Not Andrew.
Now
Andy.
We're getting real confused.
Okay.
Here.
I am.
It's so hard.
Okay, that makes sense. Now we'll go back to our first thing.
That's a good thing.
I think I'm doing good.
You can take it right now.
I got it already. Okay, so the first two names on the ballot.
Yeah,
the ballot.
Yeah,
top two.
That's
the
see it.
Okay.
Right.
I turn mine down.